This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
I don't know how God does what he does. He is God. He does what he wants to do. He just needs someone to trust him and to be led by him and to do what he says to do and to move forward, not to be stuck and intimidated by the hard times and by the giants in our life. He says, this sickness is not unto death. How many of you know you're going to live and not die?
Your story is just beginning. The 2024 Change Experience Tour is where you need to be. Meet Creflo Dollar on Friday, April 26th at the Centennial Memorial Temple in New York, New York, to be renewed by the Word and reminded that you are made new in Christ. Your story isn't over. RSVP today. Text CHANGE 2024 to 51555. Visit CreflodollarMinistries.org or scan the QR code on your screen.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by his grace, so we embrace your love today.
I mean, you know, sometimes in life, people will try to talk you into doing what is in their heart. And Saul was trying to talk David into wearing his armor. Obviously, it wasn't working for Saul because Saul wasn't out there fighting the enemy. But yet he wanted David to put it on. And what sense does that make if it's not working for you? What makes you think it's going to work for me? If it hasn't given you victory, I don't want it. I need something that's going to work, something that's been tried, something that is true, something that has a promise. And so there was no victory in their lives. And that's why you can't take advice from everybody. Trying to live off of somebody else's revelation. Someone else's fear. Because you know what? We can pass down our fears. So you got to ask yourself this morning, what am I passing down? When all is said and done, when the book is closed, what am I imparting? What am I going to create as a legacy, as a lineage? Because if we're not like David, they were those who were passing off intimidated, and as a result, they live their lives in fear. Live their lives in inferiority. They felt inferior to the giant. They felt inferior to the hard time. They felt like they couldn't measure up, that they were falling short. They felt inadequate. And so his older brother said, David, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. You're just a boy. But he was more than that. He was one who had the covenant on his mind, and he wanted to begin to see the reward. He probably had that daughter, that young girl on his mind too. She probably was pretty and say, oh, okay, I get her. All right, let's see how we can figure this thing out. Okay? And so he was motivated. He was ready. And sometimes people can mean well by, you know, telling you and informing you of what hasn't happened. And, you know, in a war, you should wear this kind of artillery. This protects this and this protects that. So, you know, arm yourself in this kind of way. So they could have had good intentions by telling him and Saul giving him all those things. But David knew that that wasn't for him. That wasn't what he needed. He knew what he needed in the midst of the hard time. He knew what was necessary in order to win. And so we have to become secure in the Lord, and we have to hear from him in the midst of hard times. You've got to hear from God. I remember when I went to Johannesburg about 10 years ago, and I was wrestling with whether I should go or whether I should stay. I was talking to Kyla, my assistant at the time. I said, Kyla, I really think that I am supposed to go. I think I'm supposed to be at this meeting. I think that I'm supposed to be there. And she said, you should go. And I was wrestling because there were those voices that said, don't go. You got enough, too expensive, too far. Get the tape, get the DVD. Just don't make it such a big deal. But in my nowhere, I felt like I needed to go. And so many times in your life, you've got to be secure in what God is speaking. You've got to spend time with him so you know what to do in the hard time. You've got to know his voice. He wants you as his child to hear his voice, to know it's him. Of course, I hear from right in here in my mid area, and it was just all over my being, and I just couldn't shake it off. The next day, I said, well, let me just go to bed. I'll sleep on it. Woke up the next day. I kept feeling that same impression. God doesn't speak to me in necessarily an audible voice per se, but it's right here in my innermost being that I hear God in my spirit, I guess. And so, you know, my life as a result was turned upside down. My life was changed. I was in a hard place, difficult place, crossroad. But I knew what God said to do. And so you have to know and to become secure in the Lord and hear from him and not let other people talk you out. Say amen, somebody. Follow God and do what he said, because you know what? That's where your strength lies. David's strength wasn't in the armor or the sword. It was in trusting God. When Goliath saw David walk around him with just a slingshot, he laughed at him. But David knew something. Look at what it says here. David says, I cannot go in these. He protested. He said, no. I'm not used to them. So he took them off again. You know what David did? He picked up 5 smooth stones from a stream and put them in his shepherd's bag. 5 smooth stones. Some say the number of 5 means grace. That grace, if that was, I'm telling you, I mean, you know, grace got on those stones. Now, when I looked into this, technically, you know, you can use a sling by harming someone. It is a weapon in many instances, because I thought it was just, you know, like the little play thing. But no, this has the potential to do damage. So it says he picked up. Now, I don't know if it was the, you know, the fact that God just got on David or God got on the smooth stones. I don't know what happened. All I know is that the giant went down. Okay? I don't know how God does what he does. He is God. He does what he wants to do. He just needs someone to trust him and to be led by him and to do what he says to do and to move forward, not to be stuck and intimidated by the hard times and by the giants in our life. He says, this sickness is not unto death. How many of you know you're going to live and not die? If he says you're not going to be broke another day in your life, how many know you're ready to prosper? You're going in. We're not living to paycheck to paycheck anymore. We're not doing that anymore. And so it was those five smooth stones. Glory be to God. Not rough stones, but smooth stones from a stream. Maybe the anointing got on the stream, and then as a result, when David pulled them out, I don't know. He put them in his shepherd's bag. And then, armed only with his shepherd's staff, that's all he had, and slain, he started across to fight Goliath. Woo! My goodness, my goodness. How many of you know it's on right now? Let me give you some keys to defeat the giants in your life. Number one, show up for the battle ready to fight. That's what David did. He showed up. He didn't stay home in the bed and say, well, you know, I'm tired today, children. I'm not going. Y'all figure it out. He showed up. For some of us, part of the victory is just showing up. When I lost my mom, I had to make up in my mind, I'm getting out of this bed. I got to show up. I got to do something different. I got to fight this grief. I got to fight this sorrow. I got to fight this depression. I got to resist. I got to change my postures, change my position. Nothing is going to change, Taffy, if you stay in this bed. You got to show up. I had to turn off the sad songs. You know, I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain trying to make heaven my home. I had to turn all that off. Nobody's coming to your pity party. Taffy, no one is accepting your invitation. You're going to have to figure this out. I had to talk to myself. You got to talk to yourself so that you can do what needs to be done to show up. God, what do I need to do? You have a plethora of answers. There are a myriad of solutions in your presence. There are answers that are waiting in the presence of the Lord. And for David, it was to show up, to be there. When his father said, David, take this down to your brothers. Go check on them. Bring me back a report. David could have said, no, I'm not going. You don't tell me what to do. But you know what? He went. He showed up for the battle, ready to fight. So this is the first point that I want us to make note of as we bring this to a close. Show up for the battle, ready to fight. You don't always get to pick the place or the time. You say, Lord, I didn't bring on this. This ain't even my situation. I ain't even have anything to do with this. This just came into my life. What meaneth this? What is this about? God says, this is about me. I'm going to give you the victory. This battle belongs to me, not you. But we have to be ready and be willing and to take heed to what God is leading us to do. And so we have to take the fight to the enemy. Look at that. Take the fight to the enemy. Talking to a friend of mine the other day, we were at an event, and she unfortunately, as a result of some things that she's been working on, her spouse decided that he didn't want to be married anymore and wanted to leave the marriage. So I was talking with her and prayed and just broke my heart to hear the news. And I said, you know, you've got to immerse yourself in the Word of God. You've got to make a decision on what you're going to do. You've got to decide that this is a fight, and you got to decide how you're going to show up in this fight. David made up in his mind that he didn't just defeat the lion and the bear. He made up in his mind that he was going to go after them, and he went, not only did he fight them, but he stole, took back what they were trying to steal. And so many times in our life, it's the enemy's plan to try to take back what God has already given us. You have to make up in your mind, how am I going to respond to the audacity of this devil? The nerve, the unmitigated gall of this demon to show up in my life. Generations have prayed. The cloud of witnesses have prayed. The armies of heaven, how am I going to respond? What will I do? So we have to make up in our mind that we have to take back what the enemy has tried to steal from us. Look at what it says in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 31. Let's put that one up there. Proverbs 6, verse 31 says, but if he is caught, he's talking about the enemy, if he is caught, because he's a sneaky little thing. He'll make you think you're fighting somebody and, oh, it's them. And, you know, fighting against flesh and blood. And it's this person. It's this person. And it is not our fight to get in strife and contention with people. And to, you know, focus in on people. It's that spirit behind that the enemy uses to cause friction and havoc in life. But he says, if he is caught. You got to shine the light on the devil, because he wants to hide behind, you know, generations. Well, it's always been this way. You know, this just runs in your family. So just get with it. No! I got a promise. And that curse is broken because of the blood of Jesus. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. I catch you. I'm not going out like that. He says, but if he's caught, he must pay. He must pay back seven times what he stole. And that was David's mindset. He said, oh, no. You know, even when the lions come out here and the bears come out here and they try to steal my stuff when I'm out here in the field, oh, no, I take back what belongs to me. I'm not just sitting back and saying, well, you know, I hope I'll get another one, or maybe, you know, that was God's plan. No, that was God's will. No, that wasn't God's will. He says, even if he has to sell everything in his house. Think of that. But if he be found, one translation says, he shall restore sevenfold, and he shall give all the substance of his house. And I'm telling you, the enemy will try to do everything that he can, just like he tried to talk me out of going to be where I knew I needed to be, to get the revelation that I needed to have in my life, to break chains, to get rid of generational curses and all these things. You've got to shine the light. And then as a result, you'll begin to walk in the blessing and you'll receive payback. You'll receive restitution, restoration. You'll receive wholeness. You'll receive deliverance. You'll receive healing. You'll receive everything. Everything that God said was yours. So in closing, I'm going to close with this point right here and make a note. You'll never win a battle that you don't show up for. Amen, somebody. Sometimes, like I said, it's just making a decision. Oh, devil. No, you didn't. We are going to resist. We're not going to accept this. Because this is not what God's word says. This is not what his plan says for my life. So we have to make up in our mind that we're going to show up. So, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you so much for our time together. Thank you that your people have heard your word. I pray that it has fallen upon good ground. I pray that it will cause a conception, that there will be that which you will cause to multiply and to bring forth a harvest in the lives of these your precious people. So, Lord, help us to be mindful of what to do in hard times and to find strength, to find hope, to find joy, to find confidence, to find encouragement, to find what we need is necessary so that we can experience victory. And Satan, we remind you, any giants that are in our life, any diagnoses, any bad reports, we cancel it and render it void and ineffective right now in the name of Jesus. You have no authority in our bodies, in our homes, in our finances, in our relationships. We send the alert right now. You are defeated and under our feet. We arrest you. We resist your authority. We renounce it right now because we have faith in what the blood has accomplished. So we thank you that grace is made and we take it by faith right now.
Are you trying to ignore the trouble spots in your life? In Taffy Dollar's three-part series, How to Have Hope When It's Hard, she uncovers how to find victory in the midst of trials. This series is available for a love gift of only $20 or more for CDs or $30 or more for DVDs. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get yours. Activate a new response to adversity.
Reunite and ignite with your World Changers family at Grace Life Conference 2024. Join us at the World Dome in College Park, Georgia, July 11th through the 13th for a three-day celebration packed with surprises. With guest speakers Gregory Dickow, Andrea Creighton, Inky Johnson, Bishop Clarence McClendon, and Michael Smith. Prepare to receive life-changing revelation. Don't miss soul-stirring worship with Hezekiah Walker and Brian Courtney Wilson. Text Grace Life one word to 51555 and get ready for the reunion.
Jesus died to save the entire world. Today, he's training us in grace so that we can go out and influence someone else's life. That's why I'm so grateful for the friends and partners of this ministry who freely and cheerfully give financial offerings to support us. You understand our vision and you help us in so many ways. to reach those who are searching for hope in the midst of darkness. Thank you for empowering us to expand God's kingdom worldwide.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
Look no further for encouragement to walk in the grace of God. The Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app provides rewarding content that is sure to nourish your mind and soul. Treat yourself to enriching messages from Pastor Dollar on grace and walking in the likeness of Christ. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app to stream messages of hope, grace, and understanding when you need them most.
We never want to assume that all of you are born-again Christians. Being born again is the key to experiencing God's promises in your life. It's the most important decision you can make. I want to say a prayer of salvation with any of you who would like to receive it right now. Receive the gift of salvation. Pray with me and just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that Jesus was the payment for my sins, that He was the sin offering, and I receive Him as my peace offering. Jesus, come into my heart, save me, and today by faith, I receive You and declare that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.